Before we get started with this edition of the Weekly Reader, I'd like to note that today we celebrate the publication of the Baltimore Book of the Dead, the latest memoir from our own co-host, Marion Winnick. And may I just say how much I love the cover of the book, Marion?
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, it's great. Well, and speaking of memoirs, we've got two new ones to share that explore issues of growing up in the United States under, shall we say, complex circumstances? Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. All You Can Ever Know by Nicole Chung tells a story about interracial adoption with courage and candor. Born 2 months premature to Korean parents who decided to give her up for adoption, Nicole was raised by white parents in a nearly all-white small town in Oregon. Though her parents gave her all the love in the world, cruel classmates made sure she knew she was an outsider. Decades later, about to become a mother herself, she finally decides to search for her birth parents. She wanted to at least get some details on the family's medical history, but was also hoping to find out more about why they gave her up. What she found was a story far more complicated than she imagined, and some of it was really not good news. Though the magical reunion with her birth parents never happened, partly by her own choice, she got a new older sister, a woman who looked like her, laughed like her, and was just as eager to forge a connection as she was. Though All You Can Ever Know is already being embraced by a wide audience, it's going to be particularly valuable to people considering interracial adoption. It opens with a story about one such couple who came to Nicole with their questions. This is back when she was just out of college, years before she began her search for her family. Did she ever feel like her adoptive parents weren't her real parents, they asked? Had she had any issues growing up? She told them not to worry. Adoption is no big deal. I was very lucky, and your child will be too. Even as she said it, she knew that was not the whole answer. But it is found in all its complexity in this book. A very different American childhood is the subject of Heartland, a memoir of working hard and being broke in the richest country on earth by Sarah Smarsh. Combining heartfelt memoir with eye-opening social commentary, Smarsh braids together the stories of four generations of her rural Red State family. So much of childhood amounts to being awake in a grown-up's nightmare, she writes. Ours happened to be about poverty, which comes with not just psychological dangers, but mortal ones, too. Her great-grandmother, her grandmother, her mother, and aunts, all these women had babies young and faced an overwhelming struggle just to make it from one day to the next. Just reading about what they went through, moving from house to house and job to job, is exhausting. There was no help in sight and no relief other than alcohol. My nerves are shot, was the closest anyone came to examining the situation, Smarsh writes. But she puts an end to that here, recounting their trials and tribulations and emotions in careful detail. She interweaves these stories with sociological and political analysis, describing her own evolution from voting for George Bush to despising Donald Trump. A writing professor and journalist whose work has appeared in The Guardian, The New Yorker, and elsewhere, Smarsh's book is on the long list for the National Book Award. It's a smarter, deeper version of Hillbilly Elegy, adding a female perspective and a rich family story.
The books are All You Can Ever Know by Nicole Chung and Heartland by Sarah Smarsh. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.